Hi friend, did you know that Find Your Flow TV is now available on Roku? That's right, simply open up your Roku device and search for Find Your Flow TV, and then you can download the channel and start watching right away. There's nature videos with peaceful music and new TV shows that are peaceful and awesome and positive and flowing. So go ahead and get it today. And now, on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is motivational books. Motivational books. So, I love reading. And I love reading books about business and motivation and inspiration and how to be more productive and how to think bigger and business building books, all that kind of stuff. Marketing books, love it. I love it. Okay, yep. You talk on your phone. Sorry. I'm driving. I drive while I podcast to be more efficient. Yes, that's how I crush it. For real, though. And so let's do a quick public service announcement. Please use your blinker or your turn signal when you are driving. You can create more flow for others on the road, create more synergy. You can become more focused, more intentional with your life. You could also not be on the phone driving or use it hands-free at least. Goodness gracious, it is the law. All right. So if you're new to the show, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to talk to you about some of my favorite motivational books and what I think makes a good motivational book. What should you be looking for? Something that motivates you, right? Of course. That part is obvious. But is it possible that different books can motivate different people differently? We have different things that get us excited, that get us out of bed in the morning. And a good book, of course, can speak to many of us about the things that we want, because no matter how we define success, there are probably certain patterns or certain habits that can help us achieve our goals. And if we look for models, if we look for other people out there who are already successful in their chosen field, then we can start to model them. And a lot of good motivational books share those stories. They share the insights. They share the backstory. Because I think for a lot of us, especially as entrepreneurial-minded people, it can be really motivating and inspiring to hear the struggle, to hear what this person went through before they became the famous person that we know and love. I'm reading a book right now called Grit by Angela Duckworth. Actually, I just finished it. Really good book. And one I truly agree with. I really agree with. And it's something that ties into my life philosophy pretty well. And ties into Find Your Flow and the philosophy of the Find Your Flow lifestyle. It's a different way of saying it, I think, but it's a very important piece of work that I can now draw upon when I'm creating my materials and when I'm writing my books, because she's got the science behind it, which is really nice. I'm a shoot from the hip kind of guy, and I do my research, but I'm not a scientist, right? I'm not doing the data work. I'm not doing the double blind testing over here. I'm podcasting from my car, friend. Okay, I said I mentioned that before. So I'm going to take a quick sip of my favorite drink at the moment. Actually, this is a new flavor of my favorite drink. And if you want to know what that drink is, by all means, please go to findyourflow.com/... Well, let's say The Weight is an episode where... How to Lose Weight Without Exercise is a great episode where I'm pretty sure I have a link for it. You can check it out there and support Find Your Flow at the same time. It won't even cost you anything extra. So thank you for that, friend. Quick little plug. All right, I want to take a sip. Watch your headphones. Watch your speakers. All right, thank you. So, just wondering what the flavor is, the magic flavor of the day, because I sure am, because it's pretty tasty. Purple guava pear. It's exactly what it tastes like. I assume. I couldn't tell you what guava tastes like, but probably like Hawaii. Probably like the beaches of Hawaii. On a sunny day. All right, back to being motivated. Does that motivate you? Does being on a beach in Hawaii motivate you? This is a great example that just happened upon us. Does not motivate me, friend. When I think of Hawaii, I've only been there once, so granted, I have a pretty horrible bias. I love Hawaii, I'm sure. The people were awesome. Actually, I loved the people. That was pretty cool. I got mistaken for a local three times. I was pretty excited about that, gotta admit. I felt pretty good about that. But the rest of the trip was one of the most horrible trips I've ever taken, to be honest. We had our son, Bradley, was like 8 months old or something, less than a year old, some ridiculous age, where he wasn't going to have any fun. And it kind of got suckered into this whole thing. I don't want to go down that road, friend. It's not pleasant memories for me. So that is not motivation for me. If it is for you, that's great. And I hope that you get to go there as many times as your little heart desires. And so, if that's your motivation, what I would encourage you to do is to create a vision board or a dream board and put it where you can see it every day. Now, if you're not sure, how do I create a vision board, Winston? Well, lucky for you, friend, there is a vision board tutorial. I have a program in the Finder. I'm just going to plug it up today. Goodness. Finderflow.com/shop. Vision board. Magic or something. It's got a cool name. Just look up vision board or dream board. Probably one of those two things. And I'm excited. This topic, the motivation, ties right into this. This is so important. And so, yeah, in case you're new to the show and I haven't even told you who the heck I am, I'm sorry. Sorry, I assume my listeners already know who the heck I am. So my name is Winston. Hello, welcome to the show. I have been an entrepreneur my whole life, and I've had successes and I've had failures, plenty of both, mostly failures. But the successes, I would say, they outweigh the failures for sure. And I live my dream life. Now that sounds maybe a little what's the word? Preposterous? No. It sounds a little boastful. I don't know how that sounds, but what do I mean by that? I mean, I've got a beautiful wife. I've got two beautiful, healthy sons. My wife is healthy. I'm healthy. Boom, rich, dream life. In addition to that, we have a house. Boom, we're so fortunate. We're so lucky. All the things that have come together, the people who've helped us to make that possible. Amazing. It's in San Diego. No small feat, if you've ever visited San Diego. It's not cheap to live here, friends. Freaking expensive here. In addition, I have a great job around positive people who are working hard. I get to work with hundreds of business owners a year, helping them grow their businesses across the United States in real estate, which I also love. I get to do so many things. I have a jacuzzi. That may sound silly or like I'm bragging. Again, I did not used to have a jacuzzi. I actually just found one of my little mini dream boards, one of my big dream boards too, two of my big dream boards. I'm going to put pictures, hopefully, upload for you guys. But of things that I wanted to manifest, law of attraction into my life, and now I have them. This car, I'm driving my dream car. Now, granted, it needs a new paint job because San Diego's sun has been brutal the last few years and just shredded this poor thing. But it took me 10 years to get this thing. I had it on my dream board for 10 years to 2006, which is a sweet year for this car. Chrysler 300C, Hemi, just in case you're wondering, friend. It's my dream car. It's black. It's got sparkles in the paint. I didn't know it had sparkles in the paint. I was looking at the pictures, and I didn't even know exactly what color I was going to get or what the rims, because there's combinations that, to me, were like, meh. And then there's combinations where it's like, hot dang, that's what I want. That's it. I couldn't quite figure out what the details were that made it pop off where it's like, yeah, that looks freaking awesome. That's the way I want it. So I just put a bunch of different ones on my vision boards over the years. And eventually, when I hit my goal, I had a financial goal that I put on it, stipulation for myself, a goal to help me get motivated. Hint, hint, friend, right? Because going to work, working 40, 60, 80 hours, got to be motivated, right? Yesterday, I worked a full day. Went out with one of our teammates in town. Did the dinner and drinks thing with him and a colleague. Got home. The wife was pretty tired, already going to bed. Kids going to bed. So it was a little sad, to be honest. Kids were already in bed. So it was a little sad. You know, I did get to say goodnight to Bradley. But then what? Okay, laying in bed. Time to get back to work. Work on my stuff, right? Boom, get the hustle going. How am I so motivated? Why? How do I go on only 5 or 6 hours of sleep because I'm working on my stuff all during the night when everybody else is asleep? Why? It's because I got that vision. I got that vision board in my head. It's burned into my head. I know the things that I want to accomplish, and maybe they're the same as you, probably not. So that's crucial. It's about you and what motivates you. And so I've got books in the shop that I feel are motivational, that for different reasons and for different pieces, because here's the thing too. Here's a big, big thing with motivational books and motivational anything is it only works for so long. Even the best, even if you're like, you know, you go to the Tony Robbins motivational 3-day or week long thing or whatever, you're going to be so fired up, right? Out of your mind fired up. And then you go back to the default world, and maybe you can carry that momentum for a couple of weeks or maybe even a month or two, right? But then eventually what's going to happen? It's going to wear off. And that's not a diss to you know, that at all. It's just a matter of reality. If it, like I'd almost say like physics of, you know, frequency and entrainment and some deeper stuff that we're not going to get into. But understanding that is really important, because when you look at the long term, when you look at having what it takes to have grit is sticking with something for the long term. Okay. It's when even it's that whole, like, okay, there's people who have a lot of talent and they'll start fast and they'll start awesome and they'll crush it right off the bat. But those people sometimes don't make it to the big leagues or make it all the way, because when the going gets rough, they don't always necessarily have the stick-to-itiveness to grind it out for the years that it's going to take, and the hours and hours and hours and relentlessness, right? Whereas somebody who's maybe not as naturally good over the years can surpass that person who had the natural gifts because they just have the grit to stick it out long term, okay? So this book, Grit, which is, again, I'm going to refer back to, was really cool because she had actual studies. You know, she has actual stats and whatnot to be able to show that that is the truth. And that's exciting for me, because when I'm looking to do something, I want something I can dig deep into for years and keep going deeper and deeper into. So I have a few things for me personally. One, music. Playing music, producing music. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, my brain is tired. Promoting music. I knew there's another P word in there. Promoting music, producing music, playing music, performing. Did I say that 3 times already? Okay. And jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Something I could do the rest of my life, theoretically. Chess. Chess was one of them. I had to remove chess. Chess is too stressful for me, friend. Honestly, I can't handle it. It starts off good. I fall for it a few times. And I can't. I had to remove the app. It's too much. It's too much. I don't need that kind of stress in my life. It should be fun. It's not fun. It starts off fun. It quickly becomes not fun for me personally. So I don't do that one anymore. But you get the idea. Things that, for me, get me excited that I can look forward to learning deeply into for many, many years. Now, why is this important? What does this have to do with motivation? Because motivation wanes. What does that mean? It drops off, right? It's awesome at first. But there has to be, in my personal opinion, and my professional opinion, I'm putting on my consultant hat here. You can't see it, but I consult to business owners, new business owners, a lot. Experienced ones too, but the experienced ones are different. They already have the grit. they already know that they're in it for the long haul when they move into real estate investing. So I specialize in real estate investing, by the way, and internet marketing for real estate investing. So what's crucial is that people who do not have that experience of having built the business themselves, a lot of them don't have that same sense of grit. That's not accurate. Sorry. A lot of people just don't have any real idea about how much work it takes to make a business successful. Okay. Unless they've done it, right? Which sounds kind of obvious, but the reason that's important is because it starts off super exciting. No matter what industry you're in, no matter what business you're in, chances are you're starting it because you like it. If you have the choice, right? I'm assuming we're not talking about like your day job where maybe you just have to do it to pay bills. That's different. We're talking about the side hustle. We're talking about your aspirations. We're talking about your motivation. But maybe you're saying, well, Winston, I want to read a motivated book just so I can get up and go to work and do the basics, okay? I get that. But here's the thing with that. Is if we're just looking at that low-level, like, pay-the-bills job thing, that's important, right? Like, hey, okay, I get it. You're not highly motivated to go, you know, shovel poop or whatever you do for your day job. But here's the thing. And this is kind of we'll use it. So there's this alliteration, no, parable of these guys working on the pyramid, right? They're schlepping rocks to and fro, mostly to. Big rocks, pyramid-sized rocks. And so one of them stopped the guy and like, hey, what are you doing? He looks all bitter and angry and upset and old and tired and worn out. And he's like, schlepping these rocks to and fro, mostly to. They pretty much stay there once we get them there. Yeah, you like it? No, it's horrible. Are you kidding? It's back-breaking work. Hate it. Sucks. Wish I could go be a life coach somewhere. Okay. I dig that. Feel that, man. No, you don't. You're not lifting rocks. Okay, you're right. I have no idea what that's like. That sounds horrible. Then you stop the next person. Hey guy, what are you doing here? This guy, he's schlepping rocks too, right alongside Mr. Grumpy Pants, right? But this guy says, I'm building a great pyramid. Whoa. So one guy, they're both doing the same job, mind you. They're both schlepping rocks. However, one guy is just schlepping rocks, and he's totally bitter and hates life over it. The other guy sees the bigger picture. He sees, like, yeah, I'm not the boss here. I'm not the top guy at the top of the pyramid. I'm not the pharaoh. But what I'm doing contributes to this grand plan. Same job. They're doing the same thing, but one guy is going to go to work with a very different work ethic and a very different mindset than the other, right? Is that important? Is there value in that? I would say, heck yeah. Heck yeah, there is, because that's going to change everything. I mean, to a large degree, our mindset is so much, okay? So how does this apply to our day jobs if we have one and we're not super thrilled with it? Well, that's just the way I look at it is that's the baseline. Okay, boom. We got to eat. We got to keep food on the table, the lights on, roofs over our heads, all that good stuff. That's where the job comes in. Okay, nobody's working a job to get rich. Nobody knows anything about anything. It's working a job to get rich. It's not how you get rich. That's how you maintain. One thing that came to my mind last night was a rough night, friend. And if you're new to the show, sorry, I'm going to get all deep and crazy with you. It's just how I roll. If we want to be motivated, we got to freaking look at life, okay? Life's short, so freaking short. I need a drink. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, so... You know, I was out with one of the guys from the team. I was out with the team a little bit last night. Like I said, I got home. I was having extreme anxiety. My wife could tell, you know, like we're talking and I'm trying to put her to bed, but she could also tell like I was anxious. And I was trying to hide it, but that doesn't always, you know, sound so easy to do. And she knows me, obviously. She knows like my anxious signals and, you know, trying to keep it cool. But then you know, got her into bed, went out into the man cave, into the studio, and was trying to like try to break it down. Okay, where's this coming from? What's this about? And normally I'll just, you know, sometimes I'll just power through it. Just be like, you know, it doesn't really matter because I got to get this work done. And boom, then I can just go do work. But this time it wasn't one of those times. So it's like, oh man, I'm freaking tired from whatever this thing is, like whatever emotions I'm not dealing with at the moment or whatever. Like, it's pretty heavy. And it take a moment. So I just kind of sat there, right? And I had my planner and I was like, okay, start doing kind of like a brainstorm or whatever, writing down all the different things floating around in my head to get them out of my head and onto the paper so I could let them go. And I was, you know, life's flashing before me and all these deep, crazy things I haven't dealt with in a while. And that's exhausting for me to a certain point because it's like, dealing with feelings and got to feel them and this whole thing. And it's, you know, but I got to do it at that time because, like, I'm sure as heck not going to do it anywhere else. So what's my motivation, right? Like, I got these different motivations, but the one big one, my one big one is like find your flow and bring flow experiences to the world. Not just talking about it, not just saying like, hey, this is a cool thing. Try, you know, do it because I say, because I'm a guru or I'm a whatever. It's like, no, here's this thing. Other people experience it. How can you experience it? Here's different ways that providing a platform and a system, right? And a network or a community of people who get it and who want to practice it and learn and get better. And by doing that, we can help more people experience it. And that creates more flow in the world, more harmony in the world. Okay. And that's like a real plan. And I'm not going to go into the depth of that here because this is not the purpose of this particular episode. But this is what motivates me, right? World peace. Okay. Whatnot. The elevation of the human species to the next level of consciousness, okay? Grand, lofty, new age speak, whatever. Those are things that motivate me. And so that, when I'm tired at night, I kind of filter through different ideas about the different dreams I have for accomplishing things and people I want to help and ways I want to help and contribute to the world. And almost lost it. Where'd it go? What came to me last night? I had a good one. I wanted to make sure I wrote it down, which I didn't do. So I wanted to make sure I podcasted it, which I'm trying to do. Now I'm off in the Netherlands of my mind. Come back. Okay. It was, yes. Okay. Well, part of it was, one of them was, the spaced repetition learning with motivational books, like the one I just read, Grit, and other ones I've read this year and whenever. They're awesome. There are ideas that I will take with me forever, hopefully, right? That I've learned from that, that I will learn from forever, that I will hold with me, that will influence me in my actions, in my thinking for probably the rest of my life. Okay. Because that's one of the neat things about reading a book and learning is the ability to, that it changes us, right? There's a saying about the only thing that's different in you from one year to the next is the people you met and the books you read, something like that, to paraphrase. And I don't know that I fully agree with that, but I think there's a lot of value in that. And the books that we read are condensed versions of something that somebody's, you know, in some of these cases, in good motivational books, inspirational books, something, you know, somebody's life, their whole life, broken down into a book, compressed into a book that we could read in, you know, hours or weeks or a month, depending on how fast you read. So that's pretty fascinating. And I'm definitely a fan of that. And then the books in the Find Your Flow shop, the motivational books like Daring to Dare, and Momentum, and The Goal Guide, and all these books in there, The On Switch, these are like very action-oriented books, okay? They're not as big and like 300 words, and so the value is a little different from my perspective, the way that they're put together, because those books are important, and I definitely encourage you to read those kind of inspirational, motivational books. And I have a list of those. If you go to, hopefully I'll say this right, but findyourflow.com/, and then just search, I guess, motivational books, or top 10 motivational books, something like that, and I'll have a couple, a list of some of my favorites. Having that is so valuable, right? And then this idea, oh, the network, okay, let's bring it home. I'm getting close to my destination. So the network, the community, because going to a seminar, awesome, super awesome, definitely motivational, inspirational, boom, like infused right into us and, you know, in real time, it's awesome. We get pumped up, we get motivated, our vibration levels raise. But then if we don't have a system or a process or a community to keep that vibration level high, then it starts to be dragged back down by the status quo vibration level, okay? So if we know that going into it, and we know that we want to make change in our lives, we want to be inspired, we want to be motivated, but we already know that eventually the motivation wears off and we have to get down and keep ourselves grinding, keep ourselves hustling for the long term, even when we're not motivated to do it. That's crucial. Point I missed earlier was when I'm working with business owners, they start off excited. Everybody starts off excited. Everybody's going to crush it. Everybody's going to be rich. But over time, what people don't realize is life keeps happening. Life doesn't stop just because we want to start a business, because we have a dream. Life doesn't give a poop. It doesn't. It will crush us just as soon as it'll try to help us, because it's the same to the universe. It's expressing it through us. It just is, right? We are the ones that decide, oh, this is awesome. This is a life-changing thing. I'm building a pyramid. Or we decide, man, my life sucks. I'm schlepping big, heavy stones until I die. Okay? Only us, the individual, that is our birthright. That is our, that's the magic, right? We're the singular point of consciousness, so to speak, in a sense. And we can up-level and expand awareness in the, you know, community, and that's kind of that next level, right? And then into global consciousness, into universal consciousness, and just it, beingness. So there's different levels of awareness and consciousness, and most of us day-to-day are in the individualized awareness state, right? Maybe we're self-aware, maybe we're unconscious of ourselves, and we're just kind of daydreaming and flowing through life, right? Different levels of awareness. And when we're trying to get motivated, I would say that one of the big things is keeping that level of focus on the thing that's inside, that dream that's inside, that vision that you have, that burning desire, tapping into it, and then you have to make it a habit, right? And that's why I got the habit book, goal guide, habit book in the Find Your Flow shop. Why? That doesn't sound highly motivating. Oh, let's talk about habits. That sounds boring as heck, right? But why do I get so passionate about it and fired up? Because I know that if you want to stay motivated long term, it's not really the motivation so much as the habits that you keep to move you toward that thing that is your burning desire. Okay? That's one of the secrets that a lot of people don't always connect the dots with, right? So that's what I want to share with you today is get the motivational books that excite you, and realize that the motivation will wear off and you might have to revisit it. So back to the spaced repetition learning. Reading a book once is great. And with some books, that's all we need, okay? Because it's more of a story. And once we get the lessons and the stories, that's pretty awesome. And we can kind of refer back to them in our minds and maybe reread it, maybe not. But, you know, that's kind of general books maybe, right? General motivational books. The books that are in the Find Your Flow shop, they do have a little bit of that too. Because we want that inspiration piece, right? The part that inspires us to think bigger and think grander and be the best that we could be. In addition to that, there's the practicality element. I'm huge on practicality, implementation, right? I don't want to just talk about this stuff. I want you to experience it. I want you to have these changes happen in your life. And in order to do that, there has to be a system and a process. And I'm not trying to sell the sizzle, right? The sizzle's cool. That's what gets us excited, right? That's that first, like, hey, I'm going to crush it. Okay, cool. I can do this. The belief, the step into the unknown, right? The getting off the fence and deciding to go for it. That's its own big accomplishment. Just getting into motion. just getting into motion is huge. Then once you're moving, okay, now you got some momentum. Oh, what? There's a book in the find. There's a freaking whole audio motivational book series, audio video program called Momentum in the Find Your Flow shop. What a coincidence. Yeah, because it's important. Because once you have the vision, you create your vision board. Now you know where you're going. That's your motivation. You got to connect to your why. You got to understand why do you feel the, like, what is that thing? And maybe you're not clear. And that's okay. It's like, oh, I don't know my why. I haven't found it yet. I haven't found my calling. Okay, cool. Find your flow. Hey, that's kind of a part of the idea here, actually, is that we don't always know what that is. So that's okay. So here's my take on it is, what if you had a system or a process that could help you try out different things, get good at them pretty quick so you could get to kind of enjoy them right off the bat, and then, you know, try different things till you find that thing that really clicks for you, right? That's part of it. But the motivation, right? You're here for motivation. You're here for inspiration. Motivational books, motivational tapes. Get clear on what it is you want. That's where your fuel for your fire comes in. And being able to refer back to it. And I know some of us are thinking, well, I've got it in my head. I've got it. I know what I want so bad. Okay, cool. That's awesome. I would encourage you to keep it in your head. And remember, we got 5 senses here in the physical world that we want to rally for this cause, for our law of attractioning and working toward this thing. Okay, so we want to involve the senses. So putting a vision board up, if you know, assuming you've got vision, is great. If you don't, that's okay. No disrespect. Think of some other creative ways that you can sense it. Okay, do you still have hearing? Okay, what are the sounds that you're hearing while you are achieving or while you are enjoying this thing that you're feeling called to or feeling drawn to, right? What is the smell? Or maybe you're a foodie and or a food a chef, right? And you want to tour the world. Cooking or eating or both, right? Okay, cool. What flavors are you using? Where are you going to get these special ingredients? What kind of hotels are you staying in? What do the beds feel like? What does it smell like when you wake up in the morning, right? These, like, the more senses you can draw in, the better. That's going to get you fired up. That's going to get you motivated. And then the plan. Okay, what are the habits that you need to become that world-class chef? Oh, I need to be tasting new foods every day. Okay, cool. Oh, that sounds pretty doable. How many? Oh, if I could do 5 a day, that'd be great. Within 5 years, I'd have tasted every food in the world. I don't know, I'm making this up clearly. But that's like breaking it down. Finding the motivation by connecting to that thing that gets us fired up. Externalizing it by making a dream board or a vision board and or other sensory type things. Maybe just journal it so that way you can keep it fresh in your mind's eye, in your mind's ear, in your mind's feelings, in your mind's version of your physical sensations, okay? That's how we start to transmute these thoughts into reality. Is first, think them first, and they become a thing in your mind, but they don't have a ton of energy, they don't have a ton of mass yet, because the thoughts can come and go pretty quickly and easily. If we want them to become denser, so that they become physical things in the physical reality, it's going to take a little bit more, right? Where we need the long-term motivation. So we got to have our eyes on the prize. And then we have to have a system. And ideally, we have to have some accountability. Someone to say, like, hey, how are you doing toward that goal? Okay, I know that you want to tour the world cooking food. Where are you at with that? Oh, cool, you bought a new cookbook. Oh, you bought a new travel book. Oh, you bought, you know, your plane tickets. Oh, you found somebody who's already doing that, and now you're communicating with them. Oh, you bought their training packet, you know? Oh, you're reading their book. Oh, you set up a coaching call with them, right? Like, there's steps that we could do that can help us get into that flow. There are people who are already doing it or who have already done it. And that's one of the big values of these motivational books, and is finding somebody that speaks your language, right? Because just because somebody's successful by mainstream world views doesn't mean that that's your thing, right? That's the find your flow, find your own way of doing it magically and experiencing joy and fulfillment. and enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey of figuring it out. If you haven't figured that part out yet, maybe that's your motivation, is to find out who you are and what you're about. Maybe you haven't had that chance to go introspective and figure that stuff out. So it's a journey of self-discovery. Ooh, boom. All right, some next level stuff. We're not going to get into that today, friend. But I appreciate you taking the time to check out this episode. And hopefully you got a little bit motivated, a little bit inspired, maybe a lot inspired, maybe a lot motivated. That'd be even better. And then here's the thing, though. You got to take action, right? It can't be just like, okay, cool, I'll learn something, I'm motivated, and then drop off, which is what's going to happen if you don't do something to take action and shift into that next level. What does that next level look like? Where's your accountability? What's the habit that you are creating that contributes to this next level that you want to achieve? That's the key. It's the secrets in the daily habits, the secrets in the routine, and in generating and building momentum, and then in that repetition learning, being able to touch on those key points and tweak them over time. Kaizen, right, is the Japanese small incremental change over time. Okay. Big thoughts, a lot of stuff we covered today. Thank you, friend. If you didn't already subscribe, please subscribe to the podcast. If you're in a listener where you can add a review, your reviews are greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. If you want to send me an email, send me an email, info@finderflow.com. And then, go into the shop, check things out, and let me know if you have any questions. I'm happy to answer questions about any of the products. I want to make sure you get motivated and crushing and awesome, friend, so that you can live your best life, be motivated, on fire, feeling fantastic, alive, excited, and full of energy. So keep up, friend. Keep motivated. Go out, go forth, and be awesome. And until next time, my friend, be flowing.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode. And if you would like to hear your commercial at the beginning or end of this podcast, go ahead and send me an email, winston@finderflow.com, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can. Thanks for listening, friend. And until next time, be flowing.